City of Lowell workers have their orders, barricading roads into southeast neighborhoods where the Grand River's waters are rising to near historic levels.
How many of these are you putting out?
As of right now, just a few of them. You know, just because things just keep moving, gaining. Like, it won't be long and it'll be down there too. But, yeah, you just got to keep going with the flow.
Jackson Street north of the bridge is underwater and closed to traffic.
This is our driveway completely filled with water now. The backyard's almost completely filled as well. The neighbor's yard is pretty much a lake.
Nearby along Division Street, the murky waters are closing in on Chloe Veening's house.
We looked out of the window this morning and it was barely touching our property line. And then when I came home from work about noon today, it was already in the driveway. So we've been watching the updates on the city site and keeping track of how high it's expected to get and how fast. So we've been preparing as we go along. But yeah, this is about where we're pretty sure it's going to come in the house.
How do you prepare for this?
We've called the electric company to find out when we need to shut down power. We've got hip waders and big tall boots now. I ordered inflatable kayaks in case we have to leave the house in a kayak to get to work. We've got dry goods so we don't have to refrigerate anything.
What are you going to do? Because I see this is a two-story. What's the game plan inside?
There's only one room that really is in danger of getting water in it. So we just moved everything out of that room.
So you've moved upstairs?
Yeah. Yep. And so everything's off the main floor.
This is the drill families and city officials know all too well. Lowell is susceptible to flooding. This is where the Flat River dumps into the Grand River. And there are approximately 40,000 residents. City manager Michael Burns anticipates 40 homes will be directly impacted.
We are working with Kent County Emergency Management, Red Cross, and Salvation Army are working directly with them. We are utilizing Flat River Outreach Ministries on our behalf if that need arises.
There's a pile of donated sand near City Hall, and if residents choose, they can fill their own bags. In downtown Lowell, Patrick Center, WGVU News.